We're all going through this crisis, but what if you were going through this one after just having been through another? That's the experience being faced by those who just went through the 2018 campfire. For a look at what's happening with healthcare on the Ridge, NSPR's Christian Solis spoke with Elizabeth Gunderson. She works for MedSpire Health, a mobile clinic that serves the communities still recovering in the fire's wake. The first thing Christian asked was about the challenges people living in the burn scar have been facing during this pandemic.
There is obviously sort of the kind of the limited resources that were in place even before this pandemic, that there really just aren't that many clinics. And then there's the fact that there's a high percentage of low income that of folks that live on the Ridge. But I think that the biggest barrier right now is just fear. What I'm seeing from the phone calls that we're receiving is that patients who have medical concerns and are, actually sick and should see a provider are instead of doing that, are staying home just because they're afraid to interact with the healthcare system. They're afraid of being exposed to the virus. They're afraid of sitting in a doctor's office with other sick patients, knowing that they themselves are medically fragile. And so that's in and of itself a really big problem, because the longer that patients wait at home when they're sick, the sicker that they're going to be when they actually are seen by a provider face to face. So I think that right now is one of the biggest barriers. And then I think the sort of the pre-existing challenges on the Ridge, which are, again, people are uninsured. They can't afford co-pays. They don't have vehicles or gas to get to doctor's appointments. I think those challenges are really just become more pronounced in a crisis.
How has the coronavirus changed the way MedSpire interacts with its patients, and how is MedSpire handling its operations during the global pandemic?
We hold 1 to 2 clinic days a month where we bring volunteers in from really all over Northern California. I come from the Bay Area. We have people coming from Sacramento, from all over, and kind of giving recommendations around social distancing, and then also the fact that we were going to be bringing people from different parts of the state together. We decided it wasn't responsible to have in-person clinic days, given the kind of age and vulnerability of our patient population. We've had open telehealth lines since the start of the pandemic, and we just let people call us anytime, 24 hours a day. We have an answering service set up. So most of our services are conducted over the phone in terms of medical care. And then we've also been making and delivering masks. And we take calls with requests for whatever really people need. But one thing that's emerged is that people are just really afraid, especially our patient population, who, like I said, is older, and a lot of them are medically fragile. People are just afraid to leave their homes. So people call us for, for groceries, for medication refills, because they're afraid to go to their regular doctor's offices. We've done, deliveries of vitamins and water, bottled water and toilet paper when we can find it. We're kind of just trying to be a catch-all right now and think on our feet and respond to whatever the need happens to be.
Will MedSpire be offering any testing for people living in Magalia and around the area?
We don't currently offer that, but we do have partnerships with the medical organizations locally who are offering testing. And that was, again, a decision because of the shortages of PPE. We would rather that PPE stay in the hospital and stay in the clinics that are seeing patients who've potentially been exposed, rather than us using N95s and masks when we only have clinic days twice a month. But that may change over the coming months. We have a relationship with Direct Relief, a big international nonprofit medical organization that really a lot of what they do is donate medical supplies. And so we could potentially get access to some tests, but that isn't something that we're doing currently.
If the coronavirus does make its way into the burn scar and the Ridge communities, will MedSpire be offering services to any of the people actually impacted by COVID-19, or will they be sent to ENLA if it's too serious? Or can you paint a picture for that for me?
If anyone was really sick, obviously we don't have the ability to take care of anybody who's sick. I think what one of the things that we can do is we can listen to symptoms over the phone. And I think I've learned over these couple of weeks how much medicine you can actually conduct over the phone and over video. I've learned how to do lung exams over the phone and, you know, just really get a sense of people's symptoms without seeing them. So I think for patients who we think may have been exposed or may even have the virus, who don't need hospitalization and don't necessarily need to be seen by a clinician, we would monitor them over the phone and over video. So that's something that we could do. The other thing we could offer is for patients who test positive or who have the virus who are, you know, just quarantining in place, we can do home visits for them as well. But I think that would be the extent of our care of patients who have the virus who we suspect are positive.
Now, in your understanding and perhaps even in MedSpire's understanding, how will COVID-19 impact the community's campfire recovery efforts?
Oh, I think, you know, everything from, well, one of the things that really comes to mind is the small businesses on the Ridge that were really just getting on their feet. Antique stores, you know, secondhand clothing stores, restaurants, the small coffee shops, you know, people who were just kind of now 18 months after the fire starting out again, now being closed for 6 weeks. I mean, I think that's really devastating to that progress. And then I think there's also the emotional toll. I think for a lot, what I've heard from a lot of people is that, you know, for weeks and months after the fire, you saw people walking around with masks, and now that's happening again. And so I think there's an element of PTSD to seeing the community kind of in upheaval once more with all businesses closed and, you know, people staying home and, you know, not seeing people out and about. It's kind of a reminder of what those first weeks and months were like after the fire, that the community sort of feels really, really deserted once more.
That was Elizabeth Gunderson with MedSpire Health speaking with NSPR's Christian Solis.